Sloan, and everyone's been commenting on how happy and relaxed and carefree you appear both on the court and off the court. Do you feel pressure at all? And if so, how do you deal with it?
Well, I just try to go day to day, take it moment by moment. I try not to put too much pressure on myself. That's the easiest way to compete when you're not thinking about too many things. So I just try to stay relaxed in myself and enjoy it, because obviously if you're struggling with things and you're not happy, it makes it a lot more difficult to have good results or success.
Sloan, what impresses you most about your opponent, Simona Halep, and what is the key to beating her?
She's a great player. Obviously, she's number one in the world for a reason. So I think it'll be a great match, but I can't really comment too much on her game and her game style.
How different does this final feel to doing it for the first time at the US Open? Does it feel the same? Do you just take it in your stride?
Yeah, just another good opportunity. Obviously, a final is always super special. It's super important. And I'm happy to be here. Glad that I was able to compete the last 2 weeks very well and end up in another final. So just got to take it in stride and just enjoy it and go out and compete.
Kamal was talking yesterday, I think it was, about how you don't seem so rushed out there. There's a confident feeling. And then he said, out of clarity comes calm. Is that something he's talked to you about? Does that ring true? Could you talk about that phrasing?
Yeah. Obviously, when you have confidence, you can do anything. But I think a little when you're calm and you're just relaxed and you don't panic and you just stay steady, you allow yourself to work through obstacles and adversity or anything that might happen on the court that you were not prepared for. So for me, staying calm is the most important thing. And then being able to take advantage of the confidence that you do have when you're playing deep into a slam is super key.
Would you say you've always had that measure of calm? I mean, you're 6-0 in finals. So have you always had that inner strength when it comes to that? Or is it something that you've had to learn?
I think I'm pretty calm on the court all the time, I'd say. I don't get too up, too down. But I think that it has helped me in finals. But it's not something I really focus on. I just try to stay calm and play my game.
For this Grand Slam final, do you feel more or less comfortable than US Open final, for example, Sloane? Because it's a board and maybe you have different attitude?
No, like I keep saying, it's another great opportunity to be in a final of a slam. So you just got to go out and compete. There's really nothing more and nothing less to it.
Sloane, I read an interview you did earlier in the tournament where you said you were happy if none of the pundits talked about you. This tournament, there's a little more attention, I guess. How do you deal with that sort of growing spotlight as a tournament continues?
It's not bad. You guys actually haven't been bad the last 2 weeks, so it's been okay. But obviously with wins and the deeper you go into a tournament, there's more expectation on you in here, obviously. And it's not always fun. Today's my off day and I'm spending it with you guys. So it's not ideal, but it's what comes with winning. So it's not too bad.
Sloane, as you said earlier, you're very calm on the court and that's really impressive. I just want to know, have you ever been like that, very calm on the court? Is it a lot of work or have you ever been like that?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty calm in general. I don't get too up or too down. I'm very neutral. So on the court, it's not too hard. It's just kind of a normal thing for me.
Sloane, before your injury, you obviously were doing well. I think you won 3 tournaments, and then, but you were really out of it for a long time. Then you come back, and if I have it right, the 2 semis, the U.S. Open, Miami, and now here to the finals. Are you, just talk about that, are you yourself impressed with that, pleased with that? It's a pretty incredible result run.
Yeah, definitely. After not playing for 11 months, it's some great results, and I'm really pleased with that. But obviously, a lot of hard work went into it, a lot of adversity, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of emotional, like, you know, am I ever going to be the same? Am I ever going to play good again at a high enough level? My protected ranking, like, there's so many things that went into it. And I think now I've kind of I've matured a little bit and I've recognized the opportunities when they've been presented. And I think the most important thing is that I've taken those opportunities and done a lot with them.
Do you allow yourself to think about the trophy and lifting the trophy and being champion before a final, or are you much more of a process-driven athlete?
Yeah, no, I think you have to just go out and play. I mean, there's a lot of time from now until we actually play the final to the however long the final takes and then to whoever wins. Like, there's so much that happens before that, so you kind of have to, like, put that out of your mind, because if you start thinking about it too much, you can, like, replay a whole match. You can be, like, six matches in your mind, like, of what's going to happen or what you think is going to happen or whatever. So I try not to think about that at all. Just, you know, focus on what I'm supposed to do on the court and make sure I listen to my coach and just try to keep a clear head.